the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the MTA is touting the second month of congestion pricing after it pulled in nearly $52 million in revenue. That brings the tolling program's revenues to over $100 million total. MTA officials say 95% of that money has been collected during peak tolling hours, and 66% of the cars that enter the zone are private vehicles, while 24% are taxis. It comes as the Trump administration gave the MTA an extra 30 days to keep the scanners on. On the heels of an announcement that South Korean automaker Hyundai is planning to invest $20 billion in the U.S., President Trump touts that jobs are returning to the country because of the tariffs that he's implemented.
Many of them have announced it's going to be tremendous jobs, high-paying jobs, too.
Previously, the president has suggested he'll impose reciprocal tariffs on any nation with duties on U.S. goods starting on April 2nd. However, now Trump is indicating that he might give certain countries exemptions. New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell, with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual plants, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. New Jersey's governor is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the historic Mount Laurel ruling.
Governor Phil Murphy, Lieutenant Governor Tehisha Way, and civil rights leaders commemorated the landmark decision on Monday at Jacobs Chapel AME Church in Mount Laurel. In the 1975 Mount Laurel decision, the New Jersey Supreme Court declared exclusionary zoning unconstitutional. It said that every town had the obligation to provide their fair share of affordable housing. The Mount Laurel decision upended decades of residential segregation and is often compared to the U.S. Supreme Court's 1954 Brown versus Board of Education decision. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Bird flu has been found in a sheep for the first time ever. The United Kingdom's chief veterinary officer says the sheep was found on a farm in England where bird flu had been confirmed in the bird population. The sheep was put down and no further cases have been detected. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Enjoy this weather while we can. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. My 5-day forecast at NJ1015.com shows a few rain chances coming up, mostly of the showery, drizzly variety, rather than a widespread soaking like yesterday, and that will include tonight. It looks like an impulse will drive a few rain showers past southern and coastal New Jersey this evening. Otherwise, expect scattered clouds and low temperatures dipping into the mid to upper 30s. Pretty chilly. And tomorrow will be a cooler day overall. Definitely jacket weather here. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs only make it into the lower 50s. Thursday, still on the cool side. Highs around 50 despite sunshine. And then Friday, we'll jump back to the upper 50s with increasing clouds. Our next chance of showers will move in late day on Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Union 57, Long Branch 59, and Vineland is also 59. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And New Jersey weather is brought to you by PSE&G. PSE&G's whole home energy solutions can help you take control of your energy bills. Learn how PSE&G helps you save big at PSEG.com/wholehome.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.